time the loy chazinan de shakel. Chazinan de shakel chashi. The Gemara makes a diuk from the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, you're not choishin shema gira chulba. Mashma. That you're not choishish that there was a chulba. But if you saw a chulba, then you have to be boidik. By my name, achalti. As what does it mean you saw a chulda? What did you see a chulda do? As when you learn the Gemara, you could learn it means you saw a chulda that had chametz. Aber Rashi adds words to the Gemara. Achazinan shevi osai lekan. It's not enough that you saw a chulda that was outside your house with chametz. You saw a chulda walking in the streets with chametz. You have to see a chulda with chametz that walked into the house. If you didn't see him walk into his house, seeing a chulda walking around with chametz is not enough. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, because then it would be a sfeika. If you didn't see him coming in the house, v'halve yesh lodin, v'bez Hashem will come back. But Rashi is saying, go yourself in the Gemara. Seeing a chulda with chametz is not enough. You have to see a chulda with chametz walk into your house. That's mechayev b'bdika. Why? Because chashid on shemen and dayin, maybe he put the chametz down and in the house with tzarich linda. By my name achaltia, you should say that it was oichal. And the Gemara, to prove that you say achaltia, brings a raya from Maduras Ha'ako. Frek de Marsha, why does the Gemara make a diuk from the Mishnah? And mikoyich that diuk, it asks a question, l'chora we could ask on the Guv Divrei HaMishnah, why in Choshin Shem of Giru Cholda? And we have to come on to the time of Ein L'davar Saif, Tepiklei, even if it was Giru Cholda, of a Shem Achaltiya, Neima Achaltiya, you should say it was Eicholid. Because why does the Gemara ask the question on the Diyuk from the Mishnah? It should ask it direct from the Mishnah. As the Rabbeinu David asks the question, and he says of Balabatish, Teretz, Rishon is a Teretz. He says, because Chuldas are scared to go into houses. You wouldn't say that a chulda came into a house that people are living in. As over here we're handling, if a makom where people are living is this chametz. First, Frank the Masha. Aye, maybe a chulda went in and ate it. Chuldas don't go into places where people are living because they're scared of people. Mamisha Poshet of Pshat Teretz on the Masha. Say, they didn't have a Rabbeinu David. Thus is the Teretz of the Rabbeinu David. Yesterday, we saw the Mahalech of Rav Nochum. What he said, well, that we saw yesterday. Today we want to see a different Mahalech from the Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Tosfos says that by Dikas Chametz you say Sveikoi Lahakim. You don't say Dika Alasafik Liska. Frank the Magine Shloima on Tosfos on Tes Amud Beis from our Mishnah. And in our Mishnah it says, you should be choishish shema gira cholda. Maybe he brought chametz in. But, kibben de ein ledav esayich, therefore you're not choishish. Bishleim, if you hold b'dika ala safik miskina, that's why you have to come on to ein ledav esayich to explain why you're not choishish for greiras cholda. But if you learn that B'dik is not on a Safik Niskina, as what was Bechlal the Tzad of the Mishnah that we should be Chayshin on Shema Gira Childa? Aye, it's a Safik, and Safik Derabanan Lakula, as it's Mukach like the Rishonim Dika on a Safik Niskina. Thus, Frank the Magine Shloim, and he brings a Raya from here to Shitas Rashi, Rabbeinu David, and many Rishonim that say Bdika L'Safik Niskina. He ties it Mumach in the Mishnah, because why are we Choish Hashem Agir Rechold? It's a Safik. And this one Teretz of Tosfos, that Tosfos learns the Mishnah is going even after Bittul, Mishum Bdika Derabonah. I say, Bazei is Doch Shver. The Rosh wanted to say a big Yisoy, that Even Toisvus is Moida B'dika al a Safik Mistika. Like the Rishayim Taina, it's always a Safik if you have Chametz or not. Ubefrat you could hear, the Mishnah says one of the Tzirim you have to be B'dik is maybe a Shamish went in to get the wine for the Suda, and maybe when he went in to get the wine, maybe he brought Chametz, and maybe when he brought Chametz, maybe he left it there. As that's a whole bunch of maybe, there's no chazaka that there's chametz in a martif of yayin, and afilo achich mavur in the Mishnah that you have to be boidik. As the Rosh wanted to say, vayis dechoyis, that a father, everyone holds bdika al safik niskar, like you see in our Mishnah, choyishin shem agir al chulba. But what is tesis means? There's two kinds of sveikis. There's one kind of safik on the makom. What is this place? Is this a makom shemachnisim boi chametz? On that, everyone holds b'dika al safik niskar. Any time that it's a makom, that there's a safik that machnisim boi chametz, then you mechuyev livdai. Masha enkein, the Gemara on Tes Amid Beis, where Tosfos says you don't say b'dika al safik niskar, is talking about a specific maisa. When a chulda went in and he was carrying chametz, and the shaila is, what did he do with the chametz? As over there, the suffix is not on the makom. Is it a makom shemachnisim by chametz? The suffix is in this maisa when the chulda walked in. What happened? As if you're dining on a specific maisa, a specific mikra that happened. Taisa says that we say suffix derabanan lekula. But when you're dining, is it a mokom shemachnisim by chametz? As that avad b'dika al safik niskana, it was niskin on a mokom shemachnisim by chametz, even in a matif of yayin. By the zeh zaper vasha, you can answer the shail of the marsha. Is the Mishnah is, are we choishish shema gira chulda? If we would be choishish that chuldas come into houses, and we wouldn't have the time of Engle Dabar Saif, as the Chuldas would turn every house into a Makam Shemachnisim by Chametz. Just like if you have a house that has Tinoikim, as the Mishnah Brura brings in the Shulchan Aruch, that even the low places and the hiding places in the house become Makam Shemachnisim by Chametz, because children put Chametz in all around, even in low places. As if cholders would be in houses and they carry on chametz, as all houses would be makom shemachnisim by chametz, every part of the house. As if we were choishes shema gira cholda, as every house mishum the cholders, every part of the house that cholders go is a makom shemachnisim by chametz. And then avada tais is also dika l'safik niskana. Masha enkein the gemara, as then even if there's a tzad of a chaltia, but it's not vadai, it's still a safik, as dika l'safik niskana. Masha ein kein hachazina deshakel, what we're making a diyuk in a mikra where we saw a chulda that went into the house, then we're not handling on the place. We're handling on a specific mikra, a specific story that happened. As over there, you don't say b'dika al safik niskana. As if there's a tzad of emar chaltia, as we would say tzveker l'kula. That was the mahalik of Rav Asher. Yeah. Okay. Now this is the Shaila of the Masha, the Mahalach of the Rabbeinu David. We saw yesterday the Mahalach of Rav Nochum. Today we saw another Mahalach from Rav Asher Vishitas Toises. Vidish V, Frank the Gemara, bring the Gemara Raya that you say a Holti of Miloitna, Meduris Akin Meyin. Mekama Yishir the mother, Vihea mother, Tzar of Dika, Arboyim Yoy. Because there's a shash, maybe there's nefilim, Bafal Pisha ain't lo Yisha. Aba kol mokom shechulda v'chaza yechoylim lehoylech ain tzarech dika. Let's see, Rashi explains what is gzeira of Madura Sahakum. A mother of a Akum means the home of a guy. You walk into the home of a guy, you become tamar. Madura Sahibikuchav. Why? Mifnei shekoivrim nifleihem bevatei. We're talking about the previous houses where the floors were not made like our floors where you have tiles on the floor. The floor were ground floors. As So Mela, they used to be kover things in the floor under the ground. They were kover niflay in the batei. Ba'achem etamim v'misasam. Av bo'oyo l'rabbono. Shimon ben Yoichi, Nami dom v'kivrei abdi, v'chov m'inam etamim, that's only bo'oyo. Av ma'gu b'masa mo'idu. That which are not metama ba'oil is the loy mikri adam. Rather, the Gavala Viziyata Dishmaya, it says, we shall say of the Sam Sefer, when this week's parsha is in what you're learning, it's a special Siyata Dishmaya in what you learn. As I skip to Daf Tes, there's a little bit worry. Oh, it's this week's parsha. Adam ki metama ba'oil. There's a Siyata Dishmaya that we skip to Daf Tes. And Stam. It's a gvaldiga limud, it has a gvaldiga yisoda for every person. Only Kla Yisrael are called Adam. There, it's not, they're not Yidden. The Pasha, not people. Yes. Not Adam. Only a Yid is called Adam. Yes. You always have to remind yourself who you are, what you are, what you don't, what you're trying to copy if you try to copy. Yeah, no. Only a Yid is Adam. Don't stick. Okay, as what's the Shaila of Taisus? How are you connected to the longness? There's Tumis Maga, Tum of Touching, and Tumis Oil. If you walk over something, you're Tame. Frek Rashi Akasha. What are we afraid of? You're going to walk into a guy's house, and his Kaiver is Nefel, Bechorin, it's Tumis Oil, and a guy is not Mitame, but Oil. And for Drashi, Yechoshish, for Tumas, Madu, Masa, even Rib Shimon is Maya. Taisus in two places, Taisus in Yevamis Samach Aleph, other places, says this Mishnah is Muchach, that we hold La Locha, not like Rib Shimon. You see, a goy is Metame Ba'oyo, because that Maduris Akram is Mishum Oyo. And Rashi says, no, you're Metame B'mav. Frekta Taisus Yantif on Rashi. How could you say the Nefil is Metame B'maga? Rashi says you are kover the Nefilim. Kfira means it's under the ground. If it's cover under the ground, you're not touching the Nefil, you're not being mesit the Nefil. The Goyim don't leave the Nefilim over the ground, on the ground. Yeah. They dig a hole and they bury it under the ground. That's where's the chash of Maga and Maser. That's Shret the Taisis Yante. As the Rishash over here says it, Terence. He says there's two kinds of Tumis oil. There's one kind of Tumis oil when there is a mess in the room that you're in, and the Tumis Nispashit from the ceiling. That's one kind of Tumis oil. Rib Shimon said there's no Tumis oil when you're under the ceiling of, in the same room as a mess. That Tumis oil there is. But when you walk over a kever, that's called Tumis Maga. Why? Because the Gemara says, the Mishnah actually says, Tuma is Oila Adarakia. The Tuma shoots out and goes Adarakia. As anyone who's walking over the mess, the Tuma is coming from the mess and it's Bakasva Oila Adarakia. As it's Kilo, he's touching Tuma. As being that it's Kilu, he's touching the Tumma, that has a din of Tumas Mag. It's a reason you have to this Rashash. That's what he wants to buy from this Rash. Because that's the Lir in Rashi, the Zera Magur Sako. Rabbi Baruch said an interesting deal. Rashi fears us for Tama Yisha Akum b'Mother via Mother Tzar of Dika l'Shiyotza Akum v'Yirtza Yisrael Lada. He wanted to be medayik from Rashi that the iser is to live in the house of a guy. Hainu, you can't buy a house of a guy and live in it because it's Tame. Taisus, on the other hand. Taisus dans kahanim bizman hazeh. How are they mutar likonis bibote oivikachav? Taisus dans how a goyim mutar likonis bibote oivikachav. Taisus doesn't dan how a kahanim mutar to live in bote oivikachavim. Taisus dans how a kohanim mutter likanes before they oivdei kachaber. Meduyik in Tosis that the iser is not only living in a house that was once owned by a guy, because maybe there's nefilim. The iser is likanes, going into the house. That's what he wanted to say. Of a ma'od yitachin, you could say there's a chilek between a Yisrael and a Kohen. That a Yisrael, there's no iser for Yisrael to be metame himself. Because what's this din that Yisrael can't walk into a Goyish house because there's nephilim there? Who cares? Yisrael walks into Beis HaKvaris all the time. As what's the problem of Yisrael walking into a Goyish house? Who cares if he becomes Tameh? L'chayra, the kivun is because Yisrael has true mice and maestros. That's what the Rishayim say. And because Yisrael has chumas and maises, that it's also to be metame, therefore he can't live in a goyish house because he's going to be metame his chuma. Masha enkein a koyin as an iser litame the mace, as lefize is gevaldik. Rashi saying v'yir to Yisrael lo derba. By Yisrael, we only made Xeria when he's living there. If you start walking into a Goyish house, Mechatesi, you're going to be carrying Truma in your pocket. Because they didn't make the Xeria on walking into a Goyish house. They made the Xeria on Yisrael in living in a Goyish house. Because then, Mistama, you'll bring Truma. Masha Ein came, Koyanim, it's also for them, Likonis. And once you have that, the Hezber is the Xeris Mishum Truma. Azad the Rash, that's the beer in Tosis. Tosis says, "Ei maduris oivdei kachavim b'chutz laretz." They weren't geyser the iser of maduris oivdei kachavim b'chutz laretz. Why? Zad the Rash, because there's no trumas in chutz laretz. There's no reason to be geyser. Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael. As that's why they only move geyser in chutz laretz. And lefize, you would say, "Als koyanim anyway, tumas amim is tamei." Or they didn't make the gzera only als koyanim, but they made the gzera als Yisrael. Okay. Nos is the... That's who they made the Gzeira on, and what oifin did they make the Gzeira. Now, let's handle one more Nakuda. Is Madura Sa'at Oivdei Kachavim, is it Tuma Daraisa or Tuma Darabonon? This is a Din Darabonon that it's Tameh, or a Din Daraisa that it's Tameh? As the Marsha over here is the Dayik, the Rambam. The Rambam brings it down in Perik Yud Aleph. He's bringing the din of Tuma Derabbana. Grada in Perik, at the end of Perik Tes, he says, Kol Mash and the Oimer Achreze, that's a Suffolk Tuma, is Midrabbana. And the Rambam in Perik Tes, Halacha Yud Beis, says, and all Sfeikas are Derabbanan in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the famous Shitas HaRambam, that Safik Daraisa L'Chumra is Midrabbanan. That's where he says it on. And these, all these Tumas that come over here, they're all Dinim Derabbanan. Zakt the Rosh Yosef, it's Meduyik in Rashi, it's a Tuma Derabbanan. Does anyone know which Rashi he's talking about? Rashi Divrei Amaskal Hai Mai says, Hai Tuma Chshosha Ba'alma. Zokta Rosh Yosef, the Lashon of Shash in Shas is always Mashma Derabbana. If it's a Daraisa, it's a Suffix. It's not of Shash. The part of Rav Nochum, we said yesterday, you see Ki'ilu, a similar kind of a diuk from the Reish Yosef. V'oi, tain at the Reish Yosef, Tosis says it's Tar B'chutz Laretz. If it's a din daraisa that it's asar, how could it be Tar B'chutz Laretz? As L'chayr, those are three strong diukim, that it's a din derabbanan. The Maram Chalavi says it's daraisa. Even though the Maram Chalavi uses the words like Gazu B'chutz Laretz, Sarch Bir Maram Chalavi. Yeah, Mesuch. Abba Pashtis, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam Amavur, it's a Din Derabbanan. As frag the marsha a pshat shaila on the sugya. Maybe over there we say emer chaltia because it's a suffik derabanan anyway. The fact that there's a navel there is a chash rochu. It's a chash. As therefore we say, okay, if it came, as if they are chuldas and chazirim walk around in a gayisha house, they haven't that pet chazirim. Okay. As then, we're not choishish anymore. Anyway, the whole thing is a suffik derabanan. But how can you bring a riot to there, to bdika, that Tosis has one side? We're talking about bdika da raisa, that you make all bishum ema chaltia. Is thus frag the marsha. So we'll leave the oilam hand with the shayla of marsha. We don't want to take away from you the enjoyment of handling the gishmak of shayla of marsha to try to answer. Okay, now this is an interesting shayla of marsha. Okay, as thus is the inyanim of Madura Sa'ak. In the mice over there, it says that there's a heter, you say, Emach Altiyah, as even when you see a chulda bringing chametz, you should say, Emach Altiyah. Aber Zeyra, loy kosha, ha be basa, ha be lechem. Be basa, loy mishayra, be lechem mishayra. The chuldas, ha mevine davar. A piece of meat, they don't leave up. Bread, no, they leave over. A meat, they're not leaving over. They're gonna finish the whole thing. Kachlo in the Gemara, let's take the Gemara. Yeah. Okay. Sub Rashi. Hod oyelis bibis ramai hilkoch. Vaday ochlu deloy mishtaira. But if all this is a piece of meat, it's vaday going to be eaten up. The Rabbeinu David is chayuk on Rashi. The Rabbeinu David says Rashi is mashma. It's bechlal no suffik. It's 100%. You know for sure it's gonna be eaten up. Zog the Rabbeinu David, you don't need vaday. All you need is karev levadai. Anything which is karev levadai is enough to go lechumra, and that's the big klal of Tosfos in the sugya, that when the Gemara has its side of safik maitzi midei vadai, why safik maitzi midei vadai? Why would we go lekula mishum safik? Tosfos says we're talking about a safik hakarev levadai, because safik hakarev levadai is machriya. We have to see why. Zagner Rabbeinu David, Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns, you need Vadai Mamish. He doesn't hold to the Musig of Safik Akar Levadai. Ligda, Big Machlekes Rashi, and Tosfos in the Rabbeinu David, if there is a Musig of Safik Akar Levadai. Rashi holds, will only be Mater with a Vadai. And the Rabbeinu David and Tosfos holds, you could be Mater with a Safik Akar Levadai. Bitzarach Bia Ma Machlekes. This Machlekes repeats itself in the next sugya also. Of Meiser, Taisis handles Safik Akar of Levadai. Rashi over there says right. Rashi never says Safik Akar of Levadai. Because Rashi doesn't hold it. It needs a Bia. We'll see. That's one thing. Gloima. As over there, Vadai Achlu. Hai Mai, Mai Kusha. Inami Urcha de Mishad. This is the first Mahal. As that's the first thing. As bavasa loy mishayir, belechem mishayir. Amar Rava haimai. Bishlei mahasam, emer have, emer loy have. Vintimzi loy mahave, emer chaltia. Aval hocha de vadai, de chazina de shakal, mi emer de chaltia, abi safik vipadai, me ein safik, moitzi mide vadai. As over there, it's a vadai. Ein safik moitzi mide vadai. Masha Inkin over here, it's the whole thing is a suffix. Hasam Ema Havi Ema Loyavi. And Tim Salai Mahavi Ema Chalti. Zot Rashi, the Yasidis de Garashi. My Kosha. Inam Urcha de Meshayer Bibisra. Lechalon the Mechash Hasam Bibi. Dosom Shasha Baalmu. Ema Havi Ema Loyavi. It's a suffix if it went in. Over as these words of Rashi are key words in the sugya. What is the reason for the heter by Madura Sa'ako? The Tosis Rosh and the Rabbeinu Peretz say the reason why it's mutter is because of Svek Sveika. The famous klal that is very famous to all of us in the sugya in Ksuvis, Daf Tes Amar Aleph, but really repeats itself many places in Shas. Svek Sveika! Safi, is there a navel? Did a navel go in there? Did it not go in there? And even if a navel went in, maybe it was eaten afterwards. It's two svekas, the heter of svek, svek. That's how the Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos Rosh. Mashenkein, when it's vadai v'safik, ain't safik moitzi midei vada. That's the flip side of the coin. Either it's a svek sveka, or it's a safik moitzi midei vada. Rashi, on the other hand, uses this interessante lashon. Rashi says, Safik achila yochol lahoitzi enu midei safik hashlocha. That's the way you say it. Svek sveka! Why don't we use the lashon that we use in Shas all over? Svek sveka. Tosfos starts off, Svek sveka by Safik tuma. Safik tuma b'rishus harabim is even by Svek sveka. Tosfos meduyik. He learns like the Rabbeinu Peretz. The hetter's mishum Svek sveka. But Rashi comes over here with a new musik. Oh. As there were those that wanted to learn, that Rashi learns the heter over here is not Svek Svek. And Rashi was Madai the Gemara, that the Gemara doesn't say Svek Sveko. Oh. There were those that wanted to learn. But afterwards they realized Rashi and Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, when Rashi brings the next seer of Netzik, which the Gemara says the same lashon, Ein Safik Moitzim Midei Vaday Vacha Safik V'Safiku, Rashi says, Svek Sveka. As what did they want to say? They want to say, you know, Rashi and two Mesechtes. You know that club. Rashi, one Mesechta, you can't hear some Rashi on another Mesechta. As over here is the Chanaya Klal of Safik Moitzim Midei Safik. And over there, when you ask them the question, they'll tell you, Rashi Nocha Mesechta. Maybe in your vintage, you say that all the Rashis are the same. It's much, much better. Aye, so what's Rashi using the Lashon of Safik Moitzi Midei Safik? As better, there's one more Rashi in Baba Kama. When he says on Svek Sveko, he uses a similar Lashon to Rashi over here. L'chayra, in Rashi over here, you see like the word of Reb Shimon and Reb Nochum, in what the heter of Svek Svek is. There's a big shaila, how does Svek Svek work? The Pnei Yeshua in Ksuvis, Daf Tes, brings a Tshuvis HaRajba, that the Tshuvis HaRajba says Svek Svek is Mishum Roiv, because Roiv Stadim Lohaka. If that's the pshat in Svek Svek, as these words of Rashi don't read, Safik, Moitzi, Midei, Safik. Rashi's not saying the word. The word is Roiv Stadim Lahakul. If you count the Stadim, two Stadim are Lakula, one side is Lachumra, two is stronger than one. That's not the word of Safik, Moitzi, Midei, Safik. Abba Reb Shimon says the word, Frek Reb Shimon, an interesting Kasha and Shar Yosha. So why do we call it Svek Sveka? Let's call it Roiv. If the heter is Mishum Roiv, it's a regular heter of Roiv. Why do we give it a shame of a Svek Sveka? Zog Reb Shimon, it's Meduyik, the heter is for a different reason. Because it's a Safik in a Safik. Nainu. Even though we say Sveka Daraisa L'chumra, there's a Bameh Dvarim Amurim. When do we say Sveka Daraisa L'chumra? On a strong Safik. But when you have a Safik in that Safik, as it wasn't said the klal of Sveka Daraisa L'chumra. Because there's a Safik on that Safik, and that's the Lashon of Svek Sveka. I don't know who's Mitzayin, the Rashi, but Bekamis, Meduyik like Reb Shimon. Now when we come to Psochim Dav Tes, we have Rashi number 3, that is Meduyik L'Hafli like Reb Shimon. Rashi over here says, the heter is Safik Achila, Yoitzienu midei safik hashlocha. Therefore, the safik hashlocha can aser, because the safik achilas moitzienu miyadik. Why does Rashi use this nusach over here? Because the Gemara is saying, "Ein safik moitzi midei vaday, ob safik moitzi midei safri." Our Gemara is meduyik that the heter svek sveka is because safik is moitzi midei safri. As Reb Shimon bought from the lashon of svek sveking ksuvas daf tes. We're saying Rashi saw it in psachim daf tes too. As everything's in the teses. The shayla is which mesachta you buy from. This is the dikta, the gavaldi gadiuk, and Rashi putting Rashi together with Avodah Zarah with the Rishayim. Okay. Avalocha gavi chometz the chashan on the hechad hazim and the girya mi yem de chalti avi safik bir vaday chometz vein safik et and moitzi sabayis hazeh mi day vandai iser. This is the Rashi. Zog de Rabbeinu David. I mean, the Rebbeinu David doesn't bring in Mishnah Rashi. He says you could learn Yesh Lestapik. In what Nakuda does Rava be choilek on Reb Zeira? Why didn't Rava like the pshat of Reb Zeira? Which Nakuda did he want to answer differently? And some people would say Mechtes it's machlekes. Maybe he's just saying another teretz. But the Rebbeinu David understood if he's giving another teretz, must be he holds of something different. That's why he's answering. As one way of learning is the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns my kusha inami urcha de mishayer b'disro. The nakuda that he's arguing is on the basar part. The first man the yama said chul de zichri basar. Basar zichri they finished. They didn't leave anything over in the plate. Zel for sure. Comes along him. He's saying no. By basar it's also a sub. That's the nakuda the machleik. Abizag de Rebbeinu David, he learns different. He wants to learn the machloikis is in a totally different point, not in the basal point. The machloikis is in how do you look at Maduras Ha'akum? Do you look at Maduras Ha'akum that it's a vaday there's a navel there, or do you look at it as a suffix there's a navel there? The first man, the Yama, looked at Maduras Ha'akum is vaday it's a navel. The second man, the Yomar, is being machadish like his words are. Bishlei mahasam, emer have, emer loy have. That by nefil, it's a suffix, it's not a vaday. And the fizeh, what's the nekudas amachlekes? The nekudas amachlekes is, do you say suffix moitzi midei vaday or not? And the fizeh Rabbeinu David, it's very meduyik the hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara chaps on Reb Zeira. Vein sofik moitzi bidei vaday v'yotanya chover shemes v'niach magura. Mashma, the Gemara is answering, asking on Reb Zeira. I'm sorry, the Gemara asks on Rava. I ain sofik moitzi bidei vaday. I, we see not that way. The Fida Rabbeinu David, because we're coming to bring a raya like the first teretz, not the second teretz. Because the Nekudas HaMachlekes is if you say Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vaday. As the Fida Rabbeinu David puts down the sugya, the Machlekes is if you say Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vaday, and that's the end of the sugya. Oh, that's the way he learned. That's the shinui between him and Rashi. In Rashi, if you know how it be, Miyasha the Hemshech HaLigamara. Okay. That's the first chalik of the sugya. Tosis over here here's a question. Vim tamsi loimar, ema chaltia, vim taima o maduris agoyim, is rishus ha-yochid. And we learned in Masech the Tyrus that kol sveke shati yochol laharbis in rishus ha-yochid is tame, are svek svekes osu betuma. As in Cain, how can we be makel by maduris ha-akum? Aye, it's a svek sveka. Rather, Rav Chanan is if it's darabanan, as maybe you don't say the klal of kol sveka shat the yochel laharvest by a darabanan. If you learn it's darabanan, you'll have to learn the tikkun rabanan kein daraisa. They were matna even on sveka svekas. As Taisis says two terutzim. V'yesh loimah de loidami hai sveika l'shah sveike de mayis lama meimah she'e boi nefo v'dombi l'safi b'yam. As it's late, so we're going to touch on it b'kitzah. The Gemara on Yud Amud Aleph brings a machlekes of Elazar Chachamim when you say Safik Tumah v'Shus HaRabim. Do you say it only by a Safik Maga, meaning there's Tumah in the room, is a question if you touched it, or do you say it even by a Safik Bia, Safik if you went into the room? As Tosis is saying over here, where we don't even know there was a navel there, it's Dama L'Safik Bia, it's a Safik if you went in the room. Frek, the Rosh Yosef, and the Nitzir, over there, Safik B is a Machlokes Tanoim, where the Lazar holds that way. And the Chachamim Acholik, there's no heter of Safik B. As what's Tosis saying, V'dami L'Safik B? If you look at Tosis, Tosis doesn't say it is a Safik B. Tosis says, V'dami L'Safik. Tosis means over here is better and everyone is fine. That's L'Chayyur, is the key word. But the emissar Oymik of the Sugya, we really have to learn the Sugya and Daf Yud to see what Safik B is, Mahamisasif, because we're going to hold off on it. We just said Ara, the Marshan Daf Yud also touches yes on this Tosis, but he asked the question, a different question, because we're going to wait till there. That way we'll get it much better. We want to focus in a little bit on the second teretz of Tosfos. Inami eba achaltia adiv mishar sfeinus. The sofik harogulu v'karev levada. Tafilo midi vadai boi lememer sheyotze ze hasofik. The tzarech iyun godol. What in the world is this new musik of sofik harogul v'karev levada? Will you ever have a heter? Safik Arogel, Bukhar Labah. If it's a Safik, it's Asr. How did the Oilam learn Taisus? What's this heter? Safik Arogel, Bukhar Labah. Does anyone have a pshat?
It's a Svar.
Huh?
It's a Svar.
What is this Svar?
I don't know.
We'll go Lakula. It's far enough, even though it's a suffix. What's the svar?
Takes it out of the suffix. It's enough comment that between them on, you
can retire. Now, everybody's saying the long shiva. Good.
Less of a suffix.
Huh?
Less of a 30%, I'd say.
Is it right?
No, it's not sort of 50-50 suffix.
If it's a 50-50 suffix, so what's the shiva? What's that?
It's not a 50-50
topic. One more. It's not 50-50, except it's a right.
No. It's just not
50-50. Oh, so it's 50-50. So what's the swear?
It's a right.
Oh, I knew you were going to say. But he's not the only one. Martin for him, but he's not the only one. There is one of the Gdele Achroinim that says that Tosis means a roi, and Tosis means like the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Tesvo, that over there the Gemara says even though Svek Sveka doesn't work, but roi does work. But if that was the case, Misonui, the Lashon of roi. Why does Tosis use the Lashon of Karev Levadai? What, Tosis forgot how to say roi? Oh no, he had explained to me what a roi is? Come on. If Tosis meant rive, Tosis would have said rive. Ramaisa is a Ramban and Chulin. That's Mavish, Imachtea for the Inyade. The Ramban and Chulin says something very interesting. He says there is one time where you find in the Kaira that there is a suffix that the Kaira is Machmer by. And that is Ma'isota. If the Kino Vistira, we say raglayim ledavar. If the Baal was makaner and she was misyachid with a man, as we asa her, even though it's a suffix. As normally, aish is becheskes heter. But mishum raglayim ledavar, it looks to us more karev that she was mizaneh. As therefore, the raglayim ledavar asas. As that is the av of this musig of sveikoi karev levada. As Kogim called, the Ramban brings Gor and Injasanta Makar. It's a suffix, it's not a roiv. There's no roiv that women are mizanet. But it's a suffix akarev levadai. There was a kinoi. The Baal said, don't be miyachid with this person. He suspects it. Don't be, and she went and she's miyachid. That rises strong tadim in the suffix. So what is the pshat? How does it work? As we said over the big yisaidah with Nochum, there's two kinds of din. There's one kind of din, roiv and chazaka. There are sveikis, but there's din in the sveikis. Roiv, chazaka, the ways of being machri and sveikis. And there are certain times we don't clear sveikis. It's not a sofik bechlal. As the word is by sofik hakarev levadai, over there we don't clear the sofik. It doesn't go into the base of sofik bechlal. There's no din to think about such a sofik. There's a lumbus how you clear sveikis. You only clear sveikis that are mistaber. But something which is loy mistaber doesn't nichnas into the base of sofik. But that's the reason for the kulas. That's this new musig of korev levadai. That it's kilu, and the Ramban brings a mokka from Raglayim Ladavar. So this is a lomdish Ramban. He found a mokka min atayra. But you could say it be svara too. The Maisa, that's what he wanted to say. His father wanted to say it. Meishi, yeah. Which is good. If sushtaling that word of Reb Nochum that we said you use for a lot of sugyas of Nochum use this part. But there's certain kinds, they're not achroz, just ad kan, we don't clear the suffix.
So by seta, we don't nemon that she was mizana. We nemon that she was a seta. We give her the name seta.
We aser to her Bala. That's what the Ramban is talking about. How can we aser her from that side? Because if you see Raglayim Ladavar is Kavei Adinim, over there the Raglayim Ladavar is Kavei Alaasa, even though there's a Cheskas that goes against it. If you see Raglayim Ladavar is Kaveya, even though it's not a Roy, because that's the Av from over there. Okay. Okay, if you don't like it, Taisis then bring Raglayim Ladavar, maybe Taisis said it on his own, Miswara. Okay, good. Okay, as thus is the sugya. Bez Hashem, we'll continue afterwards.